All right, welcome back to season 4, episode 5.
Yeah, it's episode 5 this week, yep.
There you go, good memory. But no, it's been a little bit between drinks, Maxi. We've had a few weeks off, but we've come back stronger than ever, and plenty to talk about.
Yeah.
But look, maybe we'll start with a bit of a recap. I want to start with your dismissal on the weekend.
Straight to it.
Let's just get down to the brass tacks, mate.
Yeah.
Rub me through it.
Oh, well, obviously our Nova won. We needed 2 runs to win.
Yeah.
So Griff was batting beautifully up the other end. There was a bit of a sniff of an outright on the skipper's mind. So, look, to be honest, the Donvale boys weren't too keen to get on with the match. It was a bit dull out there.
Yeah.
Hadn't faced a ball in a couple of overs. I really wanted to hit one pretty hard, and I said to Griff, you know what, I'm just gonna go for it now. first ball after I say that. Half volley on middle stump.
So all the pre-game, you know, wait for your ball, boys. Yeah. Get yourself in. Do as I say, not as I do.
I did say to Griff, I think I'll try get a move on here. Obviously, nothing stupid, but yeah. And then first ball, it was actually the exact ball I wanted, to be honest. Half volley on middle stump.
Yeah,
just gonna hit it straight down the ground, and I definitely did try to do that.
But you swung hard.
I swung very hard. I've been saying to people, it's a really beautiful swing when you look at it. It just happened to miss the ball.
I mean, if you connected, it would have been glorious.
Yeah, but and that's what I've been thinking about since. So, shout out to Finn as well, who was on the frog box upstairs on the camera. Some good commentary from me walking off. It was also good to hear everyone, because you could hear everyone speaking upstairs.
Well, yeah,
I think Ange pointed that out, actually. Yeah,
Ange pointed that out in the WhatsApp, and then I think Cooper. Cooper actually said hello.
Cooper was a very loud voice. But yeah, we were wary of that for the rest of the innings. But yeah, it was good fun. What about you, mate? On Saturday, I turn up probably about 5 overs in, and I couldn't see Menzies anywhere around the field. And I've looked out at square mate. Leg on the boundary.
So I'll give a little bit of context. So my parents have flown down from the Gold Coast to watch me field. I was like, well, thanks for flying down, Mum and Dad.
Yeah. When did they decide to come down? I hope it wasn't midweek.
Yeah. No, so they flew down Friday night. And anyway, I'm in the field, you know, getting into my work. You know, there's not much work I do in the field, to be honest. I'm in short.
Yeah.
But Skip Bakes has gone Menzies fence. I've stood there like teapot it, and I've just gone, you're kidding. I'm the third oldest in the team. I've got no arm. And then they're making me moo, and I've just gone, this is an absolute stitch up. And then here I find myself chasing balls to the boundary, diving, and I was just shaking my head. But no, it was interesting. I haven't done the boundary riding for a long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never seen it.
No, and for good reason. I normally send some of the youngsters out there. Patrick, 80-year-old Hibbard, mate, he's telling me about all his ailments. Like, you're 19, bro. Well, no, you're 17.
Like, you're vice-captain, aren't you? Don't you have some sort of say in this sort of thing?
Well, I'm vice-captain with Groves, and I noticed that Groves stayed in the infield. But we'll talk about the results in a moment. But, you know, get a bit of credit when you perform.
Absolutely.
But no, obviously the wheel was spun, and Jay Menzies was, see you later, pal.
Got the short straw.
And I got a little bit of flack from... actually, a spectator driving off.
Yeah,
I believe it was my co-host, Max.
I have to give you something.
We'll get to some of the performances and results soon, but no, interesting times. Not something I'm overly keen to do again, if I'm honest.
Well, hopefully Bakes is listening.
Well, I'll tell him to his face on Thursday. Let's talk fielding positions.
Yeah, that's never going to happen, is it?
But should we get into some milestones? Cause
yeah,
we have
let's do that.
A bit. So we'll start with Port Melbourne.
Yep. So now, a couple of games ago now, yep. A
couple of games ago. Now, for those of you who don't know, big performance. I think it was the second highest score in club history.
Yeah. We'll run with that.
The highest score in the twos, but the second highest in club history was Mickey Edwards.
Yep.
Now, Mickey, one of the best blokes you'll meet at the club, and he's really worked... He's worked his backside off, hasn't he? Like,
absolutely.
I reckon he's dropped about 10 kegs over the off season. He's been in the nets training hard, and 180 with his old man there.
Yeah, that's huge.
It was pretty special. And Frogbox was working at Port Melbourne as well, which is even better.
It's always a bonus.
Well, there was a moment there where I was thinking about what my 200 celebration would be for Mick. Like, do I drop the bat?
Oh, because you were out there.
Yeah, I was at the other end.
Yeah.
And then he threw it away. But, you know, 180, mate, just magnificent.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
There was actually a lot that week because I've got it up in front of me. Das got 6 for 63 in the ones as well, so that's obviously huge.
He's unreal, isn't he?
Jimmy Collins 5 for 100 in the threes. He bowled a lot of overs. He bowled 31 overs, I think. So it's pretty easy to just stick Jimmy Collins at one end.
Yeah.
Deck was 134 not out in the fours.
He's good, Deck.
Yeah, 100%. He should be playing a lot higher than fours, but that's,
he should be. You're right.
There for now. And then the week just gone, Sam Groves 112.
Yeah, so that was another good innings. And his old man was also there.
Yeah,
something like that. So Rowan comes to every game and got to see that. And look, he looked stoked.
Yeah.
So it was really good to see.
Awesome.
And Grovesy's got a few starts and managed to capitalise, which was even better to see.
Absolutely. So. And also Venkat 5 for 24 in the threes, which was awesome to see. We were going to get the results, but our guest is here and I don't want to keep them waiting too long. So
no, I agree.
Let's do that at the end. We'll pause for now and we'll get our guest on.
Sounds good.
Alrighty, we're back. And pleased to welcome our fifth guest of the season, Carmen, from the ECC Women's Team. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's always good to get people, obviously, on from the Women's Team and hear what you guys are going through at the moment. Obviously, would you say a tough start to the year? Or?
Well, I mean, it's a different start of the year because we're in a new division.
Yep.
And we did really well in the previous division. But it's a bit of a level up for us,
yep.
So I think it's just a different grouping that we're in.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's great. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
No, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
You've been at the club since the start of the women's team. Is that correct?
I think the women's team got started just after COVID,
yep.
And then I joined. Done one season and I joined right after that. So I joined in 2022.
Okay, yeah, nice.
Yeah, so one season. Been for two seasons.
Yeah, nice. You'd be a veteran in the team now, then, I imagine.
Yeah. We do a cycle through folks. Okay, but
experienced players.
I'll be one of the ones that's been around, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Well, tell us how you got to the club. We always ask our guests sort of how they arrived at Elsternwick.
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually, because it's... something I think the women's team will need to explore a bit more is how do we get more players onto the team. Personally, I really just wanted to play cricket. I'm like South African born background. And so I was like, I need a sport that is, I'm 44. I don't want to hurt myself.
Yeah.
That's very fair.
So I was like, let's go cricket because I used to play it when I was really young. And I have a good cricket story on that one because I actually used to play with Albie and Milan Morkel. I grew up with them.
Really? Yeah, right.
In this really small town in South Africa called Vereeniging. And we grew up together. We went to the same high school together. And because there wasn't women's cricket at that stage, we just played sort of fun games. And I'd always play with Albie because he was my same year group.
Mm-hmm.
His older brother, Milan, was with my brother's age, but then Mornay was the younger brother, was just a bit under our playing time. But yeah, I used to play with Albie Morkel all the time growing up as a
kid.
So it was, you know, like, I really want to get into cricket. So I actually just went onto Facebook and just searched, you know, cricket. Cricket in my area.
Yeah, right.
And then it's obviously Elsternwick. Elsternwick came up and I just pinged a message and sure, Cam came back.
Of course, always Cam, isn't it?
Cam came back and he was just like, you know, here's my number. Let me know, this is Joss's number. She's the captain, you know, let's get in connection and da-da-da. And so I just sent a message and the team was like, we're gonna start practicing and playing, and so I just joined because
awesome. Yeah, nice. And did you get the interview from Cam over the phone that he gives to all new players?
No, I don't think I did. No, damn it.
No. Yeah, we'll do Cam.
Come on. It would have been good to have a good Cam interview. No, like I think at that stage again, like we just didn't have heaps of players.
Yeah.
Like we're just trying to make up numbers. So anyone who is just willing to pitch up and have a play, you know, it's a welcome it's a welcome game. And I think with the women's cricket is one of those things that we really enjoy is we so often have players that you can see have stepped on the field and have never even touched a ball or a bat, and they're like, they don't even know if they're left or right-handed. Like, they're just like, oh, should I just try this? So, you know, and then that's part of what makes it beautiful, because we get to just play and we get to just spend a Sunday afternoon outside of the house having fun. And it would be nicer if we have bigger teams and if we have like younger people that we grow into cohorts and we have more divisions, and it creates a bit of competition within the group, within Elsternwick Women's Club. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's probably years off. But that's, I think, a nice place to go.
Yeah, good goal to have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Getting the, you know, the multiple teams and a bit of competition, as you said.
Yep.
What about, so when you came to Elsternwick, did you have any expectations of what you might, when you came down, like club-wise? Like, were you looking for like a social club or... And what did you kind of expect when you came down?
That's a really good question. I don't know if I had any expectations other than just coming in and having a good game and hopefully joining a team of people that are, of women that are really just enjoyable to spend time with.
Yep.
I think in the, I guess I've had this conversation with Lisa and a lot of the team members and Lou as well. Like, as an expat, it's really difficult to build connections within Australia.
Yeah.
Everyone sort of has their networks. They've grown up with people. They kind of like Christmas, you spend this time with me. You know, they, it's hard as an expat to just build a community. And I think a big bit of what I was looking for was just a bit of community. So people that could just come hang out with. We have a similar interest, which is cricket. And then within that, hopefully we'll build more similarities and interests and all of that. So I think that's one thing that community sports could actually enhance and talk about more, is how do you bring people in to the community that are expats? Like, I'm South African, cricket's big for us, rugby's big for us, so that, like, I do not understand AFL. It's a good watch, but I'm like, what am I watching? And it's a good play, but I don't have an off button, so I will hurt myself. But it's I think it's more, I think that's maybe something we could even think about as a club, is like our messaging is like, how do we get more expats, you know, like people from countries like South Africa, New Zealand, England, or like all of the big cricket countries, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, name them all, and get them involved in our local cricket club.
Yeah, you know, 100%.
Like get them as part, because it's so hard to build a community, be part of a community as an expat, and this is such a great opportunity. So, and I've found it's really been great. Like, I think I've built a really great community within the women's team, and so that's ticked a box.
Yeah, awesome. I think obviously, you know, from the men's side of thing, like half the reason I play cricket now is to be around all my mates, and you know, seeing them Tuesday and Thursday is like, I don't even really want to train, to be honest. But that's the reason a lot of people play cricket. Yeah. So absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, for myself, moving down to a new place, like you were saying, expat, even like interstate, how do you make new friends? And like, you know, sport is a really great way to do that. And I think for expats, as you said, even more so, you know, new place, come down to the local cricket club and build your community that way. But tell us about the season. So how's the season going so far? So we're into the nitty-gritty now.
No, all good. So the season so far has been pretty interesting. I think the women's team has come quite on an interesting journey. When I joined, we literally never lost a game. And we, like, the only game we lost was the actual final, which is painful for most of us.
I do remember that.
Because we were like, why are we playing against 13-year-olds? This is hard because none of us are that age. So it was a bit raw. It was a bit like, oh, and they were slogging us around. Like, it was, then like, it wasn't a fun game. But anyway, like, at the end of the day, it was what it was. And we did really well when I started, and I think we were a fourth division then. So now we're a third because mm-hmm. of where we ended in that specific round. And to be honest, what I love about the team and everyone is this: every game we kind of go in with going, look, it can go anyway, but we all go in with, let's just have fun. Let's just have a game. Let's just get this done. And I think from being on the team for 2 years now, you can see the progress in people's game so well.
Mm.
We've had some good players come and go. We had, I think it was Jess that she came in, then she left, gone back to New South Wales, unfortunately. But then I can see Lou's game is getting so much better every game, like her batting, her bowling. Caroline has always been super strong with the batting, and she's always been a great, wicketkeeper. She's taken on the captaining role after Joss has left, and she's so good at it. It's so natural. She's such a natural leader.
Mm.
Like, Joss was a very natural leader and very calm for the team. You know, and then I love Shannon is such a cracker in terms of, like, if things are good, it's good. And if things are bad, she's like, motherfucker. She just blows up. Like, she's like, no, I've not caught a ball. Like, why? Like, she just loses it. It's hilarious. But you have the constants in the team. You know, like, Zoe is just, she's a beautiful constant of, she comes in, she always has fun, she always plays the game, she bowls, she gives it her all. Her batting has gotten so much better. Lisa has just grown incredibly. She's gone from, you know, ducking and diving to, like, really doing some solid batting. Mm-hmm. And her fielding, like, she's still the most fun to watch in the field because the ball comes her way and she's like, I've got this. And so, but she needs to step forward and open her eyes. It'll help. But we always joke about her because she's so lovely and she's like, oh, I need to do this better. But I think the great thing about the women's team is we're out there, we're having fun, and you can see how everyone is just getting better and better and better. It's small steps, I think, for a lot of us, but it's just every time people go out there, you see the confidence grows, and that everyone's just having a good time. So whether or not we win or lose, I don't think we really care. Like, nah. I think when we started out and we were doing really well and we were winning every game, it did become a sort of care.
Yeah.
Yep.
But now, because we're in a much more challenging division, we just want to show up and improve every time.
100%.
Yeah.
We just want to get in it and go. And, you know, like, even we played Richmond the first game of the season. Our batting was pretty slow. We got 68 runs, I think. They chased it down really quickly. And even this time we got 780 runs, you know, when we played them a couple of weeks ago. And we were like, oh, even that 20 runs more, we're like, that's cool. Like,
Absolutely.
And we gave them a tough run on the bowling. Mm. Like, we actually got, like, quite a few wickets and make them work for the win. So
that's, you know, how you get people coming back, just as long as you're enjoying yourself. Like, you know, you don't always have to be winning to be having fun, and that's why we play cricket at the end of the day anyway. So
absolutely
it's always tough, you know, when you lose a couple of good players when you go up a division. It happens to every team. It sort of halts your progress a little bit, I suppose, but you know, if you've got people having fun every week and getting out there for a bat and a bowl, I suppose that's all you can really ask for.
Isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
Like, that's kind of what you want to play for, that reason primarily. So,
I mean, it's Sunday afternoon on the couch in front of your TV, or it's Sunday afternoon out having some fun with some really good 100%. People.
100%. So. Tell us about Tom as coach. What's he like? Because he's a coach of us as well, but tell us what he's like for you guys.
Oh, he's actually been just such a lovely breath of fresh air, I think. It's just nice having him around and giving us a lot of direction. I think we've worked out quite a lot of patterns in our training as to how we can continue improving, our, especially our fielding, our batting. But it's, you know, it's also just nice to finally actually have a coach.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, like small things. I'll take the small wins.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, Dave, we had Dave on and off, very on and off when it was the first season I was there. And he was really good, especially when we got to the end and we were actually in the finals. He did a lot of sessions with us to like really talk us through the actual technical side of things. Because I think if, you know, most of the women's team, if you ask them what field position they're in, they'll probably be like,
over here.
I'm just standing over here.
Yeah, I'm around here.
Look, this is my position. Like, and we've gone through it a million times, but we're always like, wait, what are we? Like, so, look, I'll just stand here. And Dave taught us a bit of those technical stuff. But I think what Tom does is he's really good at making us all just feel like we're progressing, we're having a good time, but we're also really being supported by the club. And I think that that's really important, because before we had Tom, all of our training sessions was just us pitching up at the net on a Wednesday, and there was no one, there's nothing. Dave might or might not be there.
Gotcha.
Josh would try and sort of run some structured training, but it was just us sort of mucking about. And, so having Tom at the training sessions and even doing training before our games and just having him at the games when possible, I think it just gives us a bit more confidence that we have somebody that's got our back and is looking at our game and is kind of thinking through how he could help us improve
100%.
As individuals. So, yeah.
Makes the world of difference, doesn't it? Having that dedicated coach, you know, hey, try this, let's work on that. And like you said, it seems like everyone's just going like this improvement-wise, just getting better and better every game, which is awesome. But should we get into the results?
Sure. Did you guys play this week?
No, we did not.
Okay.
We had a forfeit. Because I think one of the teams we were supposed to play with actually had to step out because they didn't have enough players.
Okay.
So that's one of the big things. One of the big things we have is really like a lack of female players. It's hard to find people to play. And so a lot of women's teams they start the season and end up falling out because actually lose too many players along the way.
What do you, I know it's a pretty loaded question, but like what's something do you reckon the rest of the club can do to sort of encourage, you know, obviously I have a girlfriend, she probably wouldn't be wanting to play cricket, but just as an example, I'm sure there would be plenty of, you know, wives and girlfriends and friends out there that, you know, would be interested in if they were, you know, given a little bit of a push. What do you think the rest of us can do to sort of help out the club and the women's team to get a little bit more depth and create that competition you were saying before?
Well, I think your point is exactly it, is everyone has a mom or girlfriend or sister or someone, and it's not about knowing how to play cricket. It's about just, if you know the basics of, like, you know, if you don't even need to be good at hitting the ball or bowling, like, we don't care. Like, it's really just about coming out, building that community, giving it a go. You know, so many of us Sunday afternoons, what do? Oh, you know, you just sort of pile yourself on the couch in front of the TV and feel mildly guilty because you're not actually exercising.
Yeah, okay.
And so that's that thing that you can do. Like, you know, we start the game, we're at like 12:30. We normally finish at around 4:35 on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah. And it's just getting out of the house, having a bit of fun. Yeah. And there's, I think one of the great things with the women's cricket is there's no judgment. There's literally no judgment. Like, everyone kind of goes into the game knowing that there's a chance that it's your first game. There's a chance that, you know, you've never bowled a ball in your life before. And if anyone is just happy to come out and have a bit of a go, I think there's a lot of people who will discover that they're a lot better at it than they think that they are. You know, we've had Em just come out and play, and like, she's really tall and she just came out as like a substitute and had a go, and she's freaking incredible. Like, her bowling is insane. She's because she's tall. She's got this natural momentum none of us have because we're so short. But she's done so well. She just like came in, was like, I don't know cricket. I've never played. I'm just going to give it a go. And I think that's it, really. It's like we just want, we want our male cricket team members to have the conversation with their girlfriends, their moms, and whatever, and be like, hey, if you love watching the game, do you want to just come have a crack?
Give it a try.
Like, if you love watching the game, you know, secretly everyone has this little thing in their head when they love watching the game going, I can do that too.
Yeah.
You know, like I can go out there and I can give it a bowl, or I can give it a bat, or I can give it a catch. Like,
definitely. And the thing is, like, when you play, then you watch again, you go, geez, I hate watching.
Yeah, yeah.
It always works that way.
I know. Yeah. And it was like you hate hearing your own voice on a podcast, for example.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't listen to them.
I do have to listen to them, unfortunately. I've gotten used to it now.
But like, if it's even just asking the question,
100%.
If it's the 0.001 start, just ask them, like, would you be keen?
Plant the seed.
To just come and have a play. Like, come on a Wednesday night, just join the training.
Yep.
And if you, even if it's just getting out of the house, having 100%. A bit of fun.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, we won't bore you with the results, but what I do want to ask you before we let you go, have you got a highlight of your time at Elsenwick so far? It can be anything you want. It can be making the final. It can be something funny. What's been your favourite moment at the club?
I mean, there's lots of really great moments. I think my best moments is obviously when we're doing the, what is it, when we do the, at the end of the year, the points count.
Oh, the vote count.
And every vote count, and everyone gets a bit rogue.
Everyone
just lets loose and people start building beer can towers and stuff on the table, which is good fun. I just love playing the game, and I'm a very hands-on fielder, so I'm probably one of those field. Like, one of my favorite players of all time was Jonty Rhodes.
Yeah.
And I'm a little rogue like Jonty, so so I think my favorite probably was a couple of games ago when I got a middle stump, and then I got this mad catch, just diving.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. Like, why? I hurt for 3 days after. Like, yeah, I was like, well, did I sleep weird, or is it just...
Was the catch worth it, though?
It was so worth it. Like, everyone was like, oh, it's a good catch. But I think it's also just... My highlights, I want to be honest saying, with every game, is just watching how each of the players just come to life and get better. Like, Lou has been incredible. Lisa has just grown. Zoe has grown. Caroline has always just showed up and just knocked things out of the park.
Mm.
All of the new players that's come on, like Ash, just comes in with her enthusiasm and just, like, has no boundaries. Like, it's awesome. Linny, you know, like, she steps up. She's just, like, knocks the ball left, right, and center. And she's like, I hate fielding. And she starts running away when it comes to the fielding. But it's, you know, and each and every player, Shannon, like, she gets really frustrated and loves a good, you know, she challenge. And Sharon, which those two names are really confusing on the field, by the way. Yeah. Sharon is always comes in and just gives it a good crack, like in her American baseball style, and
she whacks them too.
It's just really nice, you know, watching our new players also just coming in and just giving it a go and becoming part of the team. We've got Beck, who's joined. We've got, you know, so many players who've just stepped in and have been fantastic to watch.
Yeah, awesome. Great answer.
No, yeah, very good answer. No, look, it sounds like everything's going really well for the women's, and it's on the way up. So, thank you very much for coming onto the pod. Carmen, it's been an absolute pleasure having you, and hopefully you haven't been too bored by Max and myself.
You guys are great. I mean, the room can do with some better, you know, I don't know, stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking that, like, the air conditioning thing's over there.
Yeah, like, what's going on?
No, but you've been awesome. I really appreciate you coming on. I think you've been the most well-spoken guest we've had all year. So
By a long way.
By a long way. Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
We'll let you go, and Jolly will do a quick wrap-up of the results afterwards.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See ya.
Alrighty, we're back, and I've got the coach of the cricket club, Tom, who's going to do the ones for us.
Thanks, Max. So we were away at Spotswood. Did you win the toss, Zach? You won the toss, didn't you? We won the toss. We had a bat. 196 all out, probably slightly under par. Good wicket. They bowled pretty well. Lots of 30s and 40s. Just no one that really kind of kicked on and got a big score to push it up to maybe 250. And then we gave it real good crack on Saturday, but their bloke batted well, got 100. Was out on 50, but I think we've spoken enough about that. But no, we fielded and bowled really well, but just probably were pretty light with the bat. But yeah, so an unfortunate 4 wicket loss for the ones.
And now for the 2s results, Captain Lachlan Baker.
Thanks, Joel. On behalf of ANZ Mobile Lending, I'd like to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to this week's pod. So we lost the toss, thankfully, because I had no idea what we were going to do, and we got sent in. Proved a smart decision early. They used the pitch to their advantage to get Cooper Davies out. unfortunately for them, however, that brought Sam Groves to the crease. And look, true to form, he did not score an ugly run all the way to 112. He might have been a little bit indecisive on one of them. Sent me back, run out on 62. But look, we ended up making our way to 250, another solid 30 from Joel at the end. Red ink, I believe, very good for the average. And we would have definitely taken that at the beginning of the day. Heading into the next week, bit of a tough start. We bowled well, but we didn't quite get a chance that really kind of went to hand or anything. I think they ended up getting to one for about 130. We got a wicket in the last over before tea, and they wanted to go off to tea. But the umpires made the mistake of asking what we wanted to do. And I said, we want one more ball. So they complained on the sidelines. We got our one more ball. We got another wicket off it. And then we filled our bellies. It was a pretty hot game after tea. They were pretty vocal on the sidelines as well. Cal Richmond was super, bowled 18 overs. Put the Superman cape on and just really saw us home with his 4 poles, and we got a pretty good win in the end. Back to you, Joel.
Thank you, Bakes.
All right, Tommy. Let's go for 30 seconds this time, mate, for the 3s.
I'll take week 1. ANZ Mobile Lending. Yeah, won the toss, reluctantly bowled. Bit of a shit tip. Yeah, everyone bowled pretty well. Venkat, obviously the star, took 5 for nothing. Varun, very good. Bowled them out for 116. And then Holmberg, 3 fours off the first 3 balls. Then slow. Lost 3 for none. Griffin and Sood got through to the end of the day, and then hand back to you for day 2, mate.
Yeah, beautiful. And then Griff, back with ANZ Mobile Lending recaps. Griff ended up making 75, Sud made 25, I think. And we won pretty easily. And we tried outright and we didn't. Over to Joel for 4.
There you go. 4th grade, proudly brought to you by ANZ Mobile Lending. Please call Lachlan Baker if you'd like some services there. Donval v. Elsenwick. Donval batted first and put a total on the board. Steve Tilianatis. Playing for Elsenwick player playing for Donvale. 134 on the board. James Collins, 4 for 26 off 20. And Herdman, 3 for 10 off 10. yeah. So we'll then move on to Elsenwick innings. Look, the theme is 20s. 19s and 20s, looking at this. Haritha, 27. And there were 3 golden ducks. Nima, Mark Dunstan, Ethan Glynn
Three Goldens. Look, 20 short, 114, but on to next week for the fours, just before Christmas. Over to you, Max, for the fives.
I suppose I'll do the fives. I don't want to get too close to Ange because he had COVID and he didn't play, I think. The fives played Brighton. How about it? Batted first, 6 for 202, massive score. Mick Kayser, 35 off 25. Harry Dasani Yake, 55, retired, not out, if you don't mind. 7 fours and a six. Timmy Fonda, 25 not. And then on to Brighton's innings. 6 for 126. Who got wickets? Dasani Yake, 2 for 5 or 4. How about it? Timmy Fonda as well, 2 for 17. Chas Gordon snuck one at the end, 1 for 8. And yeah, that's it. Great win for the fives. Thanks everyone for listening. Christmas party next weekend. Everybody get your tickets. Pretty cheap, I saw today. So do that. And we'll see you.
Best luck for the weekend.
And Merry Christmas.
See you later.